going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We had Jay Billis on, just top of the hour. So, I mean, he was outstanding, and we were talking about some of the things that, you know, we're looking at into the future of college athletics, especially with Friday's announcement about, you know, schools having the option of spending $20 million on athletes plus, and it's only going to get bigger, as Jeff said,
and they
numerous
can,
times.
And they can divvy it up any way they want.
Yeah. You brought up a great example in the break of how this may not, this could be an illusion in some ways, and could, because Jay talked about it too, about the thought of taking someone who might be the fourth running back at Ohio State, and now he's the number one running back at I want to say I'm in American Conference school, but maybe not. But let's just say now they become the number one running back at Buffalo. Okay, good enough. We'll say that. And Buffalo says, yeah, we can pay him and maybe even pay him more than Ohio State. Probably not NIL, but maybe as far as the school is offering cash to be able to bring in athletes now. So
well,
but you brought up a great thought.
I hate this thought.
Why?
I hate it.
Why?
Because I hate everything about all this.
What? But you were okay with the schools just making money hand over fist?
No, I hate that too. I hate absolute big time college athletics. I hate it because of what it's become.
Okay.
I'll be completely honest. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
I say that as a dad who has paid for 11 of the 12 years of college that my kids have to have. I got one more to go. One more year.
Okay.
It's going to be like the same celebration when the kids all get out of diapers.
I hate it. It's insane. Now think about this. Right now, $20 million, right?
Okay.
Plus, that's 20.1.
Yep.
What if this, and schools are allowed to divvy it up, they don't have to participate, whatever. Let's just say this. Have you ever seen Eastern Michigan's football stadium?
Yeah.
You know, they're the little sisters right there. Ypsilanti is how close to Ann Arbor, Andy?
Five minutes?
I mean,
miles. It's on the other side of the freeway.
It's right there. And they have that gray football field, or at least they did last time I saw it.
Yeah.
And it's weird. And that was
everybody wanted to be Boise. Boise right. Went blue, Eastern Washington right. Red. They went gray.
It was their attention grabber.
Mm-hmm.
If, and I'm just using Eastern as an example, I mean, they're forever. They're completely blown away by Michigan, right? I mean,
yeah.
They're right there, so nobody pays any attention.
Why would you go to Ypsilanti when you can go to Ann Arbor?
You know why you'd go to Ypsilanti?
As a fan, or are you saying?
Let's just say this, okay? Mm-hmm. This is so hypothetical, it's ridiculous. But Eastern has $20 million, like everybody else, if they want to do it.
Sure do.
And I'm sure they can come up with the money. You know, up there in Detroit, there are going to be some big automaker folks who still have a lot of cash, maybe supporters, whatever. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
They make a phone call to somebody in New Orleans and say, hey, Cooper, we know your son's ready to be the starting quarterback at Texas, but we'd like to give young Arch $15 million a year to come be the starting quarterback of the Eastern Michigan Eagles. Sorry, young Arch is on his way to Ypsilanti. Now, maybe not young Arch because of all the family money,
mm-hmm.
but What would take a MAC school, a a WAC school and make them not pay one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the entire country $10, $15 million.
They would get their money back.
Well, I would think they would.
Do you think that schools wouldn't be, that people wouldn't want to watch Eastern Michigan?
Hey, if Arch Manning is playing at Eastern Michigan, they're packing the stadium.
They're probably moving games. They're probably calling Ford Field and saying, hey, we want to move some games over.
ESPN is like, hey, we can't wait to put every one of your games on TV. We want some action.
Well, guess what? They just got their $15 million back.
Without question.
Why wouldn't they do it?
I don't, because you'll get lawsuits like crazy from other students who, hey, wait a minute. Why are you giving it all to one guy? I mean,
it's up to them to spread that cash out any way they want. Why?
Well,
what you would get is athletes that don't want to come there.
In theory, except for and then there's this. Yeah, you can come here, but we don't have any money to pay any linemen.
Well, if you're a lineman,
you might want to go block for him.
Can you see the return on investment for you to take no money?
Yes.
And go there or a limited amount of money?
Or
because,
Andy,
by the way.
Or?
Yeah.
Find that big donor. Hey, now we need more in NIL. And you can just go flat out buy a team.
I think about, like, in that situation, I think about Boise State. So Boise State was 1AA forever. And they were they were a big sky school.
They were a big deal.
And they had trouble getting out of the big sky because, like, I know this is crazy talk, but the Idaho State of College Education or whatever it is didn't want to let them leave without Idaho. But Idaho didn't have the wherewithal to meet the regulations of being straight up D1. So they were provisional when they went in the beginning.
Worried about growing potatoes?
That's true. They were absolutely worried about the French fry supply at all of your fast food restaurants.
I thank them for that.
So finally, Boise was able to turn the corner as a big city and become a major player in Division I when they were able to break away. And then, they were able to move into bigger conferences. But that's that same theory that you're kind of thinking of, because they had money to put into the system at Boise to get better players there, to leave 1AA and become a team that was actually became competitive to win at that level, to win at the level of all the biggest schools in the country. Reno was another team that was in that spot for a long time.
I just think the whole thing is whack.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The money's going... Truthfully, if you were looking for this simple level the playing field thing, shouldn't schools take that money and just... Okay, instead of $30,000 a year to go to State U, you know what? We're going to take $1 billion of that. Now it's only going to be $10,000 a year to go to State U. You know what I'm saying? Like, could they take? But no one's going to see that because now you've got the star quarterback saying, "Well, wait, why am I paying tuition for everybody else?" I don't know if there's a winning situation in any of this.
It's just weird to me.
I was just going
to
point out how cute it is that you think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's going to happen.
Lower tuition.
That's never happening.
I was going to say. I was trying to figure out the nicest way to put that. That's cute. That is very utopian.
Can we
be somewhat honest that universities are all about, they're like a giant hotel.
Hell yeah.
They need to keep their dorm rooms filled. It's exactly what it is.
You're darn right they do, Andy.
And that's what it is. And you whether you get the education or not.
Hey, we have campus, we have universities closing.
Yes.
Alderson Broaddus University in West Virginia, done. Notre Dame College, done. I mean, they're closing. Why are they closing? Because they don't have students. What do students bring? Tuition dollars. That's what's going on. It costs a ton of money, A, to run a college, and B, for an average kid who's not jumping, you know, who's not off the charts with his SATs and ACTs and isn't off the charts with athletics. The academic kids, the athletic kids, they can get scholarships. Go pay tuition just for some kid to go to a state school and live in a dorm. Good Lord, man.
Do you know
how
much money these schools waste on mail, on straight mail? I can't.
Oh, it's got to be out of control.
So, and you would know this too, having high school.
Oh, yeah. I cannot get nothing but flyers in the mail.
Every day, there's five or six different flyers in the mail at our house saying, take a look at our. And you know what? It's at the point now where they're just so generic. None of them stand out. And you know that every kid in the world is so. If you really want someone's kid to go there, don't you want to make them feel special? Like the only time I ever felt special when our daughter was picking a college was when they sent us the thing and said, this is what your financial aid's going to be. Like that was okay. I'm like, okay, you took 5 minutes to figure out where she could have scholarship money coming in or all this other stuff. And I see these things every day and I'm like, trash, trash, trash. It's a waste of killing trees and waste of money.
Take a look. You know, I've been on the Kent State campus in recent times, on the University of Akron campus in recent times. Campuses look beautiful.
Oh, they're awesome.
How much money do they spend on landscaping?
Well, I don't have a problem with that.
Well, no, but Andy, that's what I'm saying. It's all part of it. I mean, you got to spend a ton of money just to keep the place looking nice. Why do you want it to look nice? Because you want to attract students. Why do you want to attract students? Because they bring dollars. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what it's all about. And we're going to take 20 mil to start with and just throw an additional 20 mil at a kid who can come in and play wide receiver. Oh, my God.
But if you spend 10 mil, so here's my other question for you. If you spend 10 mil on the best high school quarterback in the country or the biggest high school transfer in the country, are you now getting, because we all know this, like you can't get better advertising for your university than being on primetime on a Saturday night in college football. You can't, like, you're $10 million a second in advertising for kids looking at it going, I want to go to Ohio State. Those kids are winners.
Look at what Coach Prime did to Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
They brought that dude in. They brought in all the NIL dollars. And look at what Prime was able to do to Colorado. Everybody now knows where it is. Before he was there, I don't even think people knew it was in Boulder.
But let me ask you this.
Any Dave Logan fan?
You're talking about people who care about athletics. I don't know the answer to this. I wonder what Coach Prime, what his influence, and it's not his job. I wonder what his influence has been on enrollment. Dan just laughed. That's cute. I know, but guess what?
No. It was a tweet that was sent to me that I don't know if I could read on the air.
Yeah, don't.
It was good.
Don't. But you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He brought his son Shador. He brought Travis Hunter. Did he bring 5,000 other students who are bringing tuition dollars? You know, that's where I wonder about this. And I know I'm naive on all this thinking, and I'm probably off base. But man, it just the cost of college is so extreme that colleges are closing, and people are. And this is okay. Nothing wrong with this. Kids are not going to colleges anymore. A lot of kids are going to trade school. They're learning how to be
electricians, plumbers.
Electricians, yep. Plumbers, heating and HVAC, cooling guys. Yep. Yeah. And guess
Laborers.
What? They could go make fabulous, fabulous livings.
Sheet metal workers.
Right. You can make a lot of money. But this is all part of this. And when I don't know that it's going to stop.
Can I go 10 seconds of soapbox?
Yep. Yeah, I was trying to list everyone with the Cleveland building trades there. Go ahead. Yeah.
All right. 10 seconds of soapbox. Ready?
Yep. Go.
To all of the commissioners who are out there, please, for the love of all that's holy, do not rely on Congress to get you any kind of a solution or a guardrails whatsoever to this if you actually want it to get done.
There you go.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Menigan.
Well done. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Want to hop in on this conversation? You're more than welcome to. Otherwise, we need to talk a little NBA, and we need to talk about Guardians. Mike Exisa is going to join us from CBS Sports at 1 o'clock. That's coming up. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.